Guess Who Is Turning Four Soon, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And on June 3rd, to celebrate this amazing day this podcast was started, we are going to have a fanniversary party for you, the fans. So if you want to join us on YouTube Live for an hour special where we'll be having a special live sharing, messages from your spiritual team, live chat will be open, Q&A, and perhaps some more things too. The timing is going to be 4 p.m. New York, 6 a.m. Sydney, and 9 p.m. London. This free event is for you to thank you so much for being fans of Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. And the link will be in the show notes, so get your seat and join us so we can celebrate you. And happy fourth anniversary, Enthusiastically Spiritual Podcast. Welcome to Enthusiastically Spiritual, a place to embrace and share enthusiasm for living life from your heart. When you embrace enthusiasm in your life, it can bring more joy, happiness, love, and how about fun? So stepping into and sharing your enthusiasm in the world, well, that's a gift. So please sit back, relax, and prepare to receive some enthusiastic vibes starting now. Welcome back to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. I'm your host, Teresa. So if by now you don't know that I'm pretty passionate about spirituality and the spiritual part of our lives, well, I'm also just as passionate about the physical aspect of our life and keeping that in balance too. The body, mind, spirit trifecta to me is a big deal. So I am super excited to have on today a wellness warrior named Dr. Christiana Schroeder, who is a professor with a passion for wellness. She teaches food marketing as well as innovation and entrepreneurship and has been bestowed several teaching awards by national and international institutions. Christiana conducts research on food labeling, health economics, and obesity. In her business, Detox with Oil, Christiana empowers others with cutting-edge information to transform their wellness. Based on her personal journey and her knowledge gained in her academic studies, Christiana learns how to overcome her digestive issues. She developed her signature 21-day Journey to Wellness program, where she shares her favorite health hacks for food, fitness, and lifestyle. Christiana is a certified fitness instructor and teaches classes such as body pump, spin, bar, TRX, and abs. In her leisure time, she loves to travel with her family and appreciates the beautiful outdoors of the Central Coast of California. So welcome, Christiana. I'm so happy you're here today and sharing the beautiful wellness warrior energy that you have within you.
Thank you so much for having me, Teresa.
In having followed your Instagram account and the beautiful things that you offer in the world and you offer clients, I'm so excited to be here because you have a dynamic service in the world and offering that people can really grab a hold of and really use in a beautiful way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate it. And that's kind of also what I'm trying to exude to others, is positivity and being a wellness warrior. So I'm really excited to share some of my little tidbits here with you.
Great. And also, you know, on your Instagram account, your enthusiasm is infectious. Like you just, you know, elude it. It's like, you know, everything you do is really that just enthusiasm comes through with what you're offering. And it's funny because I look back at how we kind of got to know each other, and it's through Kat Caroy and the Instagram account, you know, her class. And so I was trying to think, oh, I guess we call ourselves Kat Caroyites maybe.
We are like all belonging to one big family. I love that.
I know, exactly. Your Instagram account is absolutely stunning. So you've taken it to a whole to the level that, you know, really works for you, and it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I have to actually also share the credit with my children. They help me a lot. Oh. So my family is really important for me. That keeps me anchored, and they help me with what I do. So I think that's great to get that support from them.
Without a doubt. Yeah, your daughters are beautiful. So yes, it's a good thing.
Thank you.
So I want to talk today about your personal journey to wellness. And I know that you have a PhD in applied food economics. And so you're a professor and helping people in that aspect. But you've brought that into a whole other dynamic with really helping people in the world through
your through the Instagram and through your website. So I want to share about how did you get from moving from, you know, just being a professor, which is a really big journey as itself, but becoming that wellness warrior for other people to really help them explore their physical body and how to be healthy.
That's a really great question, Teresa. So for most of my personal life, I really struggled with digestive issues. I experienced a kind of lack of energy. My digestive issues were mainly bloating, and I felt there was my whole body dealing with the bloating, with the pain that I had, cramps, that I was frequently just really tired throughout the day. And it started, you know, right about lunchtime, and then it was done for the whole day. And I started researching what could I do in my life to maybe change these digestive issues, and realized that some little health hacks can actually change this course of action that my body takes during the day. And started changing the order of the food, of how I consume it, changing some of the types of food of how I consume it, and replacing some of the medications with more natural approaches. And given my research background, so there was also the scientific rooting there, I became really passionate in just healing myself. And step by step, I really started to feel better. And as I started sharing my journey with others, I realized that actually more people struggle with the same issues than I ever thought. And then I thought it's somewhat like my calling to let others know how they can help themselves as well. As a professor, you're already sharing knowledge in the classroom, but then I thought I have an even bigger purpose in reaching out and sharing some of the little health hacks that you can do in your home, so that it's not a complicated thing that you have to undergo an uncomfortable medication treatment or anything. It's really some simple steps that will help you, and it's lifelong changes.
Mm, that's exciting. And so what I hear you saying is that there's different aspects to wellness and to the whole right. circle of wellness. So it's not just the food. I know you also work with moving the body mm-hmm. and also with the outside influences of stress and family and life, and how all that can come together and you can help shift all that to really become more in balance. Is that correct?
Yes. I think that especially when I was doing my PhD studies, you can quickly start to neglect what's important, and it seems that you're pushing yourself to the side. So the self-care aspect seems so unimportant when you have to write a dissertation or finish classwork or study for an exam. And unfortunately, it seems sometimes that there is this barrier of taking care of yourself, that you think, oh, I need to set an hour aside to do this. And what I really learned is that wellness doesn't have to be a long, complicated task. Wellness absolutely can be accessible to anybody without any gym, without any expensive equipment. You can do this in the comfort of your home, even for just 10 minutes. So moving your body for 10 minutes will already make you feel better. And that's like a break that anybody should take in the middle of the day. If you don't have 10 minutes, I think you should really start re-examining your life. So that's really what I learned, Teresa, that the self-care is so important because it kind of spirals into an energy then in your productivity. And itself, it really nourishes itself.
So it's really those baby steps. And I think a lot of people, when they think about, I need to get well, or, you know, my physical body needs to get in order, it is that thing of the grandeur, like, oh, I've got so much to do now. And I've got, no, I hear what you're saying. It's those baby steps that then accumulate over time, and or you might expand out to be maybe now it's 10 minutes a day, then it's 20 minutes, then it's an hour, and or whatever it looks like for each person. But really taking those baby steps to start on the path to wellness.
Right. It's really just breaking it out. I always say that small changes can lead to big results, and that it sometimes just starts even with your mindset. So for instance, I have a friend, every day I reach out to her and I ask her, what are your good news today? And even that thought that you're thinking about something positive, there must be something positive in your day. Sometimes, you know, it really makes you sit down and think, well, I mean, this was maybe not a great day, but there was something really great about it. That small step already changes your mindset because you realize it was maybe not that bad at all, because this positive event happened and this positive event happened. And it kind of changes the perception about how you look at things. So it's small things, small moves, and these baby steps then might lead actually to a more optimistic outlook about your life as well.
And what I like about your offering is that obviously you're walking your talk. So you've been through with things, you've actually come out to the other side, you're healthier. And also there's that science behind it, Christiana, which I think is so important, because it's not just, you know, oh, eat this or do that. It's like, no, there's real science behind how your body can change and you can shift your, you know, maybe your metabolism or your physical aspect or whatever to be healthier. And you actually offer that in your plans, in your wellness program.
Yeah, I think that science is really important, because many people can call themselves a wellness or a health coach. And you wonder, like, what did they actually do? Did they study this? Do they have certifications? So I studied foods and nutrition and actually worked as a dietitian for a while. And I have to say, it was great. I really appreciated the experience. But I felt that I needed to help even more people stay healthy at home. So I worked in a clinic, and then I sent people back home with their little diet plans and workout plans. And I never really knew what they actually were doing at home, because they wouldn't come back to the clinic to let me know. And I thought that I think the real problem is at home, that at home you don't know what to cook or how to eat or what to do with regard to workouts, because you don't have the pampering of the shelves at the clinic or the workout equipment that we had. And then really I felt this was my true purpose, that I really need to equip people to figure out something that they can do at home. So in my PhD studies, I wrote actually a dissertation about obesity and how we can change nutrition in a way that it would lead to weight loss. And whenever I share my knowledge, I always try to feel that I want to educate people, I want to give them tools, but at the same time, they also need to do it in a way that it's applicable to their lives, that it's practical knowledge. And I think that it's kind of a good balance to have the science background, but also the hands-on experience at the same time.
Without a doubt. And I do hear you about saying that there are a lot of people out in the world sharing about being healthy and wellness. And I do, you know, question some of it as well as, but you know what, there's something for everyone. I mean, people will find the right person to work with. And, but I just think and really believe in what you do, Christiana, because it's just having that, you know, the background of what you do with your, you know, your degrees, as well as coming into really understanding how to work with your body and your physical and the food, because you've been through it yourself.
Yeah, that's right. And I think a big role in all this also plays that, you know, I told you now I'm a professor full time, and then I do this part time. I'm a fitness instructor too, and I'm a mom. So we play these different roles and they kind of coexist next to each other. And for me, it's actually a balance. It's not ever that I feel I'm struggling to do one or the other, because I kind of look at life in a way that it's perfectly imperfect. You don't ever have to think about, oh, was this good enough? So don't really doubt yourself about it. You just do the best that you can, and that's all we can ever do. And as a mom too, when I had the two young kids and I was at home, I had like these 10 minutes where they were maybe both napping. What a lucky moment. And then there are a million things you could do. You could do clean dishes, you could do laundry, you could take a nap. And then I thought, I think these 10 minutes are really important to just do something for myself. Mm-hmm. Maybe I have this little exercise bike. Maybe I'm just going to sit on my exercise bike and I'm going to listen to an audiobook. And I'm actually going to just do something that I probably cannot do uninterrupted for 10 minutes for the rest of the day. Mm-hmm. And it's just really taught me that even balancing, you know, my job, the career and the family, it still replenished me so much. And it gave me this energy that I felt like these tiny little breaks are so rejuvenating.
Right. And that's a lot of people, especially women, have a hard time with juggling everything. But you know, what comes to me is that you were talking about all the things you do, is that it's all about prioritizing what you're passionate about sharing in the world. Because if you love what you do, I mean, you can balance it out, as well as then it's something that really serves you and it feeds your soul, right?
Correct. I think that if you Well, I don't have that issue, but if you were to work in a job that would be really, really challenging, that, you know, where you feel, oh my gosh, the hours are not going by, that would be really difficult. I think if you're passionate about it, because I always say, I'm passionate empowering you. So you need to feel empowered with what I share with you, that you reach your own individual wellness goal, whatever that might be. And I'm also passionate when I'm in the classroom teaching my students. So they always have the word enthusiasm. There's just this enthusiasm that comes from you and this bubbliness that my family talks about. And I think that if you are this way, that you really care about others and you care about a certain topic and about what you do, that it will just exudes from you. And that's what people will feel. You can't really fake this. It's just happening when you're happy with what you're doing overall.
Without a doubt. What I love about what you do too is that you bring that creativity in with your family, because I've been on several live Instagram events with you where I have my beautiful, here's my little confidence oil I wanted to show you. I bought mini oils from you, Detox with Oil, which is your Instagram account, and candles, and the way you bring in your daughter. And it's just so beautiful to show that creativity and that fun and that, you know, this is also how you can have a wonderful, you know, career or, you know, another business for them down the future too. I mean, showing, being a real way shower for that is amazing.
Yeah, they actually really like it because they helped me set this all up. And then at the beginning, you know, I said, yeah, I'm going to do an Instagram live sale today on my Instagram site, Detox with Oil. If you want to be there, feel free to be there. If you don't want to be there, that's all right too. And then it was during the pandemic, realized how amazing it is to reach out to people all over the world via Instagram and talk to them and tell them about something that you did and that you're proud of. And I made friendships. I mean, just think about our friendship now that are just so, so deep and so wonderful across the miles in the United States. People that I've never met in a normal life. I mean, and this mm-hmm. is just something that I think really kind of captured their little spirit right there, that they thought, oh, we can actually change somebody's life and make somebody's day by just being here and talking about something that we did. And then we send them the little goodies and we package them up and we write something nice with it. And then people write back, oh, it was such a great moment. And I think that really what sparked their joy there.
Without a doubt. And you could tell, because whenever they're on the live feeds, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so exciting. You can just feel the energy of you, of them, as you know, it's just wonderful.
They're having a great time. And I think it teaches them a little entrepreneurial spirit as well, mm-hmm. that they feel that, you know, if you really care about what you did and you stand behind your product and you feel happy about it, others will feel it and they want to have a piece of this as well.
Right, without a doubt. So let's talk a little bit about your Journey to Wellness program, because that's what you offer through your Instagram account. And I want you to share a little bit about that for my listeners.
Yeah, the program came about because I started putting together all the little health hacks that have helped me. Whether it's food, whether it's wellness, it could be certain recipes. It could even be organizing certain aspects of your kitchen or your food pantry. And I put them together and created little videos. So whether you are living in my time zone or completely other side of the world, you can watch these little videos that are like 5 minutes max. And it will teach you certain aspects of how you can reach your individual wellness goals. And there are 21 days, I parceled it out, that give you this knowledge. And overall, of course, there's also a Facebook group. You will meet others that are taking that same journey, but you get my knowledge as well. So I actually do one-on-one coaching, whoever purchases my program, and help them along the way. And the results have been amazing. I've had people that lost through the program 7-10 pounds, some 15 pounds that keep on going afterwards. And I even had the most critical people tell me afterwards, oh, that I knew so much about knowledge and wellness. But then when I watched your program, it's more the way that you put it together that it made it very practical and achievable for me.
Definitely.
And I think that feedback that I'm getting is very lovely. And I think that it helps me keep going and doing this. So I've had a blast putting the program together. And now that it's working so well, I'm really happy that I'm actually sharing my knowledge with others and it's helping them as well.
That's great. And I know when I sent you the little pre-interview survey, one thing you said on there is that if you are looking for the one person that will change your life, look in the mirror. And how that's like,
yeah, I think that that is one aspect that sometimes you look as like at somebody else and maybe they can help you and get to wherever you want to be. In reality, it's really deep down in you. You just need to kind of discover, maybe think about exercise. Maybe I never tell people, oh, you need to start running or you need to lift weights or anything like that. Everybody knows that this could be great for you. But deep down inside, if you look in the mirror and you figure out, well, what do I really care about? Maybe it's a walk. Maybe it's gardening. Maybe it's tennis. Who knows what? You will actually realize that all along, your inner self already knew what you really cared about. It's the same with food, really, that sometimes just sitting there and listening how food will make you feel will actually make you realize, oh, after fast food, I feel this way. And after I eat a large green salad, I feel this way. Mm-hmm. So maybe my body is already communicating to me what really nourishes it well. And I think that sometimes there's so much noise in your life. I mean,
you're
out and actually listening to it, that your body is talking to you. So just looking in the mirror, focusing more on yourself will actually lead you already to your journey to wellness. And my program will help you get to that point.
Beautiful. And all of the information for your Instagram account will be in the show notes. So people can definitely go right there and go right to your beautiful account and find all the information, because it can be a life-changing experience. And it's 21 days and a couple minutes a day per each video. And I hope that all my listeners go and check it out, because you are a gem. And Christiana, I want to thank you so much for taking the time today to, out of your busy schedule, to come on and share with my listeners your beautiful offering and service in the world, because you have a lot to offer. And I really appreciate you.
Yeah, it's been really wonderful to share this with you. I know that we know each other maybe now for a year. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I feel like we've known each other forever. And I'm really excited to see, you know, the podcast and interact with anybody that has any questions and help them all along. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
What a fabulous episode of Enthusiasm for the Physical Body. I just loved it, and I hope that you loved it too. And if you did, please make sure that you subscribe to make sure that you know when the next episode is coming out. I release one every week, as well as if you have any friends that you'd like to share this with, please feel free to. And just remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey. Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College, and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.